Palestinian groups accuse the Israeli military of lying and say the explosion killed nearly 500 people. Israel, meanwhile, says it will allow Egypt to deliver humanitarian assistance to the besieged strip. Melanie Ward is from Medical Aid for Palestinians.
People are sleeping on the streets, it's getting cold, and many people have also had their homes damaged and destroyed by the bombing, including my own staff. And so we also urgently need shelter supplies so that people have somewhere they can try to survive.
Downing Street says 7 British nationals have been killed and 9 are missing since the Hamas attack on Israel 11 days ago. A paedophile is starting 20 years in jail for abducting a schoolgirl in the Scottish Borders and sexually assaulting her. Andrew Miller, who's 53 and from Melrose, was dressed as a woman when he offered his young victim a lift and took her to his house. A British man and his wife have been murdered on their honeymoon in Uganda. Their tour guide was also killed in an attack being blamed on a group connected to Islamic State. The rate of inflation remained at 6.7% last month. It didn't fall as expected, due largely to rising fuel prices. The Met Office has issued a rare red warning for parts of Scotland. Storm Babette's moving in tomorrow. Pascal Lardet is from the Scottish Environment Protection Agency.
Storm Babette would be an exceptional and possibly unprecedented event, but there will be widespread rainfall and strong wind across many parts of Scotland over the next 4 days.
Jenny Hermoso has been named in the Spain squad for the first time since their World Cup win. She was at the centre of the Luis Rubiales row after the then FA president kissed her on the lips during the medal ceremony. Hermoso insists it wasn't consensual, something he denies. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Thanks, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it is going to be very wet this evening, but rain clearing northwards overnight with a few clear spells possible. More clouds moving in later with some showers in the early hours. Windy to start, but the winds will ease in the early hours of the morning. But we could be looking at around 40 miles per hour winds around 11 or 12 tonight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
I've had a request in from the fam, F-A-M. This one's for Jay. Happy birthday, they say.
Thank you.
Alan even did message in on my social media on Instagram, and I had a post up there, and he asked for a song that we didn't have in the library. So what I've done, I've picked this one out for you. Hope you do like it, Alan. It's a cracker. Oh, the Shake It Off session as well is a classic. It's Madonna Into the Groove. So that can come up anytime between now and George as well.
Time on your side, that will never end. The most beautiful thing you can ever spend. But you work in a shirt with your name tag on it. Drifting apart like a plate tectonic. It don't matter to me.
Gilson every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
You cannot mistake Andy's voice, can you? And of course, he'll be here tonight, 7 o'clock as well, for the Leighton Orient Hour, as we say. Right, but now we've got Becky Hill and Lewis Thompson. I know, both together, can't get any better than that with Side Effects.
I've been thinking, I've been drinking, and it's in the matter, needs a toxic feeling. I ain't joking, I think I'm broken. Something triggers me at any given moment. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. And it ain't a phase that I'm going through. All that I am
'cause I could be alone or in the club or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects. People talking, and I've been dodging. Every question about you is so exhausting. I still got your number. Sometimes I wonder where you are tonight, whose body you are under. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. No, it ain't a phase that I'm going through. It's all that I am, it's all that I do. I could be alone or in the club or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time, oh, I get these side effects.
Side effects. Actually, we're coming back after the break. Just going to talk to Andy, speaking of side effects. Be back in a second.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343-555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Talking to volunteers. Hello, Andy.
Do you mean I'm not being paid?
What?
I'm not getting paid?
No.
Oh.
Dear.
You told me it's 50p and as much ice cream as I could eat.
It was. Well, you've got chocolate out there, but unfortunately, you're the one that brought it in. So
I know.
It don't kind of count.
Never mind.
To be fair. Yes, I do love your voice, Andy. I must admit, all these years I've been here, and finally now get to hear your new promo.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yes, I do love it. Shall I play it again?
Oh, go on.
I'm
going to
play it. Hang on. I'm just going to find it. Here we go. It's obviously got the Orient up. You've got two. You're showing off as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got the Orient.
This is the Golden Years.
And the Golden Years. Let's have a little listen. Here we go.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh,
There you go. See, yeah.
It's like a warm blanket.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Good track. Good track.
Love that. It is a good track, actually.
Good record.
Yes. But you like good tunes, don't you?
I like good tunes. Do you know that only made number 36 in the American chart?
Did it?
There you go. There you go.
What did it make in the UK?
Six.
Wow.
Still not.
Got better taste, haven't we, really?
Still not. That big, is it really, when you think about
no,
it?
And,
anyway,
yeah.
But he was good.
Mm.
I thought he was good. Out of all the rock and roll was, I must admit, out of the rock and roll crowd, I thought he was the best one.
You like him?
Eddie Cochran, yeah. I thought he, because he wrote his own stuff and he played his own stuff and he could play all the instruments, yeah.
Mm.
I think he was probably a little bit too far in front of his time, actually.
Yeah, he was a quiet bloke as well, apparently, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's very quiet now. But never mind.
Oh, we're losing it. Hang on, let me reel him back in again. Hang
hello,
on, here we
hello.
Go. There we go.
Hello, Joe, how are you? Did I say something wrong?
No, never. Every time you come on the show. But anyway, Andy, you're on tonight, aren't you? You got any of the boys in tonight?
I'm actually just pressing the buttons tonight, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah?
Simon's in charge of the show tonight, and she's got a little panel in, Barry and Darren. And Tony, they're the panel tonight, and they'll be discussing mainly, I think, obviously a win on the weekend and the fact that the match against Lincoln's got to be replayed, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Obviously, it was a sad incident, and,
sad.
You know, but obviously the question comes, was 84 minutes gone? I thought it was, to be honest, I can't see any other way around it.
Mm.
I know people are saying, oh, you know, the fellas died, they should give you the points. You can't do that. And you also, you can't actually play the 6 minutes and stoppage time. You can't really do that.
No.
Someone come up with this wise idea of going to Lincoln and playing the remaining 6 minutes plus stoppage time before the kickoff of the other game.
That's a clever one.
Yeah, but it's unworkable because, A, you haven't got the same team. But can you imagine kicking off?
Six minutes.
Right, and just say you were winning 1-0 and you're away from home now and you're playing, that you play the last 6 minutes and you have a nightmare and you let in two goals and you lose 2-1.
Yeah.
Now your frame of mind for the next match just about to come up.
It would be like a golden goal, though. Wouldn't
it would
really
be rotten.
Yeah.
So I think they got little choice.
They
replay it. Yeah. You just otherwise you're
anyway.
Someone said, well, can't they just let you score? Well, that's match rigging. That's match fixing.
No.
You can't do that because you've got to have because of the other people involved, the other teams. You've got to play it fair.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So
no, it's the only decision.
It's the way it goes. Yeah, it was obviously horrible circumstances, but that's the way it is. Anyway, how's you?
Yes, all good. I've got always busy.
And it's raining.
It's raining outside.
I know.
Yeah, and it's quite a long way to the car, so I'm going to get absolutely soaked tonight.
At least you're cheering everybody up until I came on anyway.
Well, cheer it up.
Mr. Doom and Gloom.
Yes, no, Mr. Doom and Gloom with your new promo as well.
Yeah, I was also thinking,
promo,
Joe, about people's voices that should have been on other records. Records. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I was listening to this very rare record, and I listened to it. And I thought, well, actually, an old singer called Matt Monro, right? I thought that would have suited his voice,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah,
I thought it would have been a hit for him. And then, do you remember Ken Dodd had a record called Happiness? Do you remember that?
Yes. What was his Diddy Men?
Yeah,
the
Diddy Men. He had the Happiness. I always thought Dean Martin should have done that, you see.
He probably did. Oh,
he didn't.
What,
yeah,
your
do you know what I mean?
It's a bit of a croonerish song, isn't it?
He said, Ham and Nails, Ham and Nails. Like Dean Martin.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
It should have been. And he should have done the other one. Was it the terrible record, Dawn, when it's Tie Yellow Ribbon? Dean Martin should have sung that.
That was a Eurovision classic, that one, wasn't it?
No, it's a Dawn. Tony Orlando and Dawn. Yeah, that was.
No.
It was American. American.
We're on different wavelengths.
Yeah. Tie We Yellow Ribbon, that's a song.
That's it, right?
But I mean, that should have been like Dean Martin should have sung that, shouldn't he?
He could sing anything.
Tie Yellow Ribbon.
Well, he would have sung anything, wouldn't he? See, he always
Well,
drinking
they said he saw an advert for Drink Canada Dry, so he did.
Yeah. Oh, my old man loved him, though.
Yeah, he was good. He was
a good-looking fellow, wasn't he?
Best one out of that lot, I thought. Yeah,
good-looking fellow. It was just like natural to him. Everything was so natural to him, wasn't it?
It was the highest-earning person in America for a
was
long time.
Really?
Yeah,
would
yeah.
Kind of surprise me, really.
Yeah, in the late 40s, early 50s. He was something colossal, like 18 million a year then,
was
I think.
It
so
really?
it was out of this
wasn't
world.
Wasn't streaming back in them days,
no,
either, was
no,
it?
No, but he was so highly paid. It was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, amazing.
Where do we end up with Dean Martin on a drive? live show in 2023. That's amazing,
at
isn't it?
At 5:21.
At 5:21 and 47 seconds, Joe.
Okay. We are doing well. How can you be pedantic? Right. Do you know what? Who Simon Ricks is?
Do I know who
Simon Ricks is?
Simon Ricks?
Yeah.
Is this a real person or a soap opera?
It's a proper... It's a basis.
Oh, Wicks. I was thinking Wicks out of EastEnders.
No, what was his name? Wicks. Oh, Simon Wicks, wasn't it? In the 80s? Yeah. Every loser wins.
We're going off
on one now.
Yeah.
Let me bring it back again.
Nick Berry.
No, this is Simon Ricks.
Oh, Ricks.
Bassist of the Kaiser Chiefs. It's his birthday today.
Kaiser Chiefs. Bassist.
Yes, he was born this day in 1977. One of my favourite tracks.
I thought you weren't promoting people like that on the radio, but he's a bassist, sorry.
Yes, a bassist.
Bassist.
From the Kaiser Chiefs. And okay. This is Ruby from 2007. With Ruby here on Phoenix FM at 5:26 in the afternoon. Now, we still have lots coming up, but... Yeah, the Shake It Off session today with Andy is Madonna, Into the Groove.
For inspiration.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, A130 southbound, slow traffic between A13 and the Waterside Farmers roundabout on Canvey Island. A130 southbound, slow traffic between Retterden and Fairglen Interchange. A12's all looking chocker all over, to be fair. Slow moving traffic between Junction 19 and Junction 18 at Sandon. And at Junction 24, Junction 25 marks Tay, and Junction 26 and Junction 25 through the roadworks area. A127, slow Kent Elms corner. And between A129 Rayleigh and Progress Road. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between M25 Junction 29 and Halfway House. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Gallywood and Boreham. In Braintree, slow traffic on the east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Looking at about a 15 to 20 minute travel time there. Chelmsford, New London Road, slow traffic in both directions between London Road and Parkway. Parkway East, slow traffic outbound between Rainsford Road and the Army and Navy roundabout. Slow moving traffic on Barrow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Barrow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Colchester, A134, slow traffic eastbound between Morden roundabout and St Boleslaw's. A133 Clingo Hill, slow traffic westbound approaching the Greenstead roundabout. And A133 Cowdrey Avenue, slow moving traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. And Southend, A1159 Eastern Avenue, Priory Crescent, there's slow traffic westbound from Bournemouth Park Road to Cuckoo Corner, and a travel time of 30 minutes. That's really long delays. It's anti-clockwise through the Dartford tunnels. Now, the railway's looking okay, and let's go over to the Tube now quickly for you. The normal service has been resumed, yay, on the Bakerloo line between Stonebridge Park and Harrow and Wilston. There's minor delays on the Circle line, though, due to cancellations. A normal service has also been resumed on the District line between Ealing Broadway and Earls Court. And the Northern line, the underground station is still closed at 10 Kentish Town. And minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow's terminals 1, 2, 3 and between Acton Town and Uxbridge. But there's a good service throughout the rest of the network. Now here on Phoenix FM, the brand new track from James Blunt.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. Nobody here knows how the melody goes, but it's keeping me dancing.
Oh Lord, here I go, get the highs, but why the lows? They set me up with all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet, need more time but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. Here I am and I feel that rhythm, it's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head and I ask myself, is it over?
Right, back here as well with Andy, who's on at 7 o'clock tonight. How you doing, Andy? You got your coffee now?
I've got my coffee.
You're all sorted.
I'm very fussy. I'm very fussy. It's proper coffee.
What do you mean proper coffee?
Not instant.
Where have you been?
Not instant. I've been Brazil. No, that was quick.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
No, yeah, I don't like instant coffee, Joe. I'm a bit of a snob.
Yeah.
So this is slamming it. This is the coffee bags. This is slamming
coffee
it.
Coffee bags.
I have to have the machine indoors. No, I have to have the machine indoors.
What do you have? Arabica beans, I should say. What beans do you have? Do you know I'm a little bit of a I used to actually work for a coffee company.
Did you?
Yes.
How wonderful.
I used to tell people where their coffee came from and whereabouts. Yeah, I know.
Well, you know your stuff.
On the scale. A little bit, yeah. I'm not a coffee fan, though. Used to love it, but obviously it's like a busman's holiday, right?
Yeah, I shouldn't be drinking it anyway, caffeine.
You've got to be careful, not too many. If you're going to, have Arabica rather than the other beans because they've got less caffeine in it.
This is the Joe Bailey information show. This is the public information.
This is proper Joe, this one. Yeah. This was my proper job back in the day.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So you're like the sommelier of coffee beans.
A little bit. I could tell you about the way they wash all the caffeinated stuff out, the decaf coffee, but there's still a little bit of caffeine in there for you. I can really bore you for like at least an hour on this, but I'm not going to do that, Andy.
Why not?
Because it's my show. If I come on your show, I'll do it.
And let's do it on George's show together, shall we?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that one. Yeah. So, listen, you know what you've got coming up tonight? You've got your other shows. Is it what, Friday night?
Friday night, 10 p.m.
Yes.
And we play some oldies, some stuff from anything from about 55 to 89. So that's where we freeze it. 35 years to choose from. So there's quite a lot of different sort of music because I always maintain there's only two sorts of music, good or bad. It either sounds good or it doesn't. And don't pigeonhole it and put it into little things, you know.
Because some people think that certain ones are cheesy songs, but if it makes you happy and it makes you smile and you're dancing along to it, there's no problem, because otherwise you'd all be playing the same sort of I'd be playing for 3 hours the same 30 songs every day.
You know, you had fun pop records and you have the serious stuff, if you know, where it's got some sort of political or social message written into the song, and you've got other things that are just what they are, bright and breezy pop songs.
You like you what know? You like.
Yeah.
Stockley and Mortman had his place in the day.
Joe, you were doing well till then. You were doing well.
I knew I'd find a way out.
I'm never going to give you up, though. Don't worry.
Do you know what? I'll never let you down, Ian.
I know.
Talking of songs that could be classed as cheesy, but one of my favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I'm going to take us back to the 90s here. I wish you could see Andy's face now.
I'm wondering what you're going to play.
Put the camera. Here we go.
Some people say I look like me, Dad.
What? Please? No, Anne? Bewitched.
Bewitched. Name of our shop.
I said, hey, boy, sitting in your tree. Mommy always wants you to come for tea. Don't be shy, straighten up your tie. Get down from the treehouse, sitting in the sky. I want to know just what I do. Is it very big? Is the room for two? I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine. Show me yours. Gotta let me in. Hey, hey, hey. Let the fun begin. Hey, I'm a wolf today. Hey, hey, hey. I'll hop. You away. Say you won't. Say you do what I don't. Say you dream. Say you leave.
Oh, I love that one. I might use that in a few weeks' time, actually, for the Shake It Off sessions. And I won't be using my arms. I will be trying to do the Irish dancing. I kind of like that because I can't really move about. But I suppose I can move my feet. Anyway, it's not about me. This is about you here on Phoenix FM. And actually, if you go to our phoenixfm.com website, you can go to local news and it will tell you about the Brentwood Food Bank because they urgently require some tin goods and other food items. And that's it's all in supported by the Trussell Trust as well. So if you can go onto our Phoenix FM website, you'll catch everything there as well. And it gives you links straight through on all of that one there. Now, we've got loads coming up. We've got the adverts coming up as well in a second. And of course, we have at 7 o'clock, as I keep on promoting him, the Orient Hour. I think he's even bored of me promoting him now. 8 o'clock, of course, we've got Curveballs as well with Nick Field. And he's actually going to be playing live in the studio. Is going to be Tim Everly. So I'm really looking forward to that one. Of course, 10 o'clock is Darren Mutu as well with Reggae Revival. He's a busy boy. Now he's got 98 Not Out as well. Back here tomorrow as well at the same time. Yeah, so we've got it all going on. But now is the adverts. And don't forget, I've got Double Bubble as well right at the end of the show with a guesty intros tonight as well. So don't forget that one, will you?
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Up next here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. It's our favourite South Shields boy, or is he North Shields? I always forget. Anyway, this is Sam Fender with Spit of You.
Like you, smashing cups. off the floor and kicking walls too. That's me and you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you. You kissed her forehead and I run like a top. And four stones soaked wet through, and I never seen like that spun me out. Heard me right through, 'cause it was love in all its agony. Every bit of me look exactly like you. And I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to you.
So that was Sam Fender. Now that's it for Drive. Remember, stick around for George and of course stick around for Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. And did you guess our two guest the intros? Yes, I've done two for the price of one today. First it was Pink, A Million Dreams, but now Wham with Freedom. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a brilliant night. Bye. Yeah.
call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. For the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.